Just cuddling with my perfect human treasure. Keeping him safe and sound in my coils. It's better than I ever imagined it would be. What's wrong? Oh, you're hungry. Of course. I'm sorry, darling. I do lose track of time when I'm with you. All snuggled up and warm. Everything else just melts away until it's only you and me. But, no, I don't have any food here. Not in my burrow. Well, our burrow. I was alone for so long I'd almost given up hope that I would ever find a companion. I did, though. I found you. My wonderful love. I won't let you go hungry, sweetie. I promise. There's a grove of fruit-bearing trees to the east. It isn't too far. We can leave, pick enough to stock our home, and still return long before nightfall. Yes, we. I can't leave you alone here while I'm out foraging. Any manner of things could happen to you. Why, you might even lose your senses and try to run. And then I'd have to find you again, and who knows what might happen after that. All that chasing can work up quite the appetite. Try and keep that in mind when we're above ground, So you aren't tempted to do something silly like that. All right, let's go. Oh, look, up ahead. You see the orange dotting out from in between the branches? We're almost there. No, you should stay on my back. I can lift us up high into the trees to grab the sweetest fruit. It's much easier than doing it from the ground. Ow! What is this? It's sharp. Some kind of weapon? Dart? Oh, I don't feel... I don't...
Down she goes. Come here. Stop struggling. Know your place, filth. Who am I? Who are you to ask a woman anything? What I am is lucky. Lucky to have spotted you in the coils of that beast before it consumed you. Thankfully, my darts are strong enough to drop a monster of any size. Let you go. You are a man. I do not care what is done in your village. In my village, men are lower than animals. You are property. Chattel. Breeding stock. You're hard to find, though. At least this deep into the jungle. Most men are too cowardly to step foot so far from home, lest they befall a fate such as your own. or the one I spared you from. So, who am I? Well, I am Amazon. Brave, strong, fearless. And you are slave. Sell you? No. We Amazon share freely among ourselves. There is prosperity in unity. You are not my slave. You are our slave. And as such, you will be used at the discretion of any sister in our tribe. And finally, when you are spent, you will be given the highest honor that may be afforded a man. To have your heart carved, still beating from your chest, sacrificed in the name of Penthesilea. In that moment, for the first time, your life will have meaning. You! I should have used more darts. Give him to me. And why should I? He has far more value to my tribe than he does digesting in your abdomen. You think that's all he is to me? A meal? I love him. And he is my human. Mine. Ah, but oh, you. I do not love you. You stole him from me. That's right. Struggle. Struggle and die. Die, thief. Die. You shouldn't have hurt my love. But don't worry. You'll have far more value digesting in my abdomen than you would with your tribe. That really hit the spot. I am stuffed. Oh, my love, did she hurt you? Oh, don't cry. I'm here now. Oh. Oh no. You're afraid. You're afraid of me, aren't you? I'm sorry you had to see that. It must have been frightening seeing me, you know, feed. I had to, though. Don't you see? She was trying to take you from me, trying to hurt you. She didn't love you like I do. She didn't really see you. The beauty of you, your face, your eyes, your soul. But I can see you crystal clear, darling. You are far too important and special for me to ever, ever do that to. Okay? Shh. Dry your eyes. It's over now. Come on. Let's go home. Come. This is a tight fit. There we are. Safe and sound. Here, let me untie your hands. How do your wrists feel? They aren't too raw, are they? Good. You've been through enough today already. Come here.
settle into my coils. That's better. I'll never let you outside again. I can't. It's like the whole world is conspiring to keep us apart. I'm sorry about earlier. I know it was hard on you. But you know, every cloud has a silver lining. At least I won't have to hunt for a while. Now that I've had such a nice big meal. And since I'm so fat and full, you don't have to worry that I'm gonna swallow you if you run. At least not for now, anyway. No, for now. If you run, I'll just break your legs. So I know you can't leave me. Yeah, that would work. I mean, I don't want to hurt you, my love, but I can't let you into the jungle again. You see what happens when I do. What happened up there today? I was telling you the truth. I would never do to you what I did to her. I wanted her to suffer, baby. Because she hurt me. And you. But you? Oh, I would swallow you with love. Like a hug for your whole body. Doesn't that sound nice? You don't have to say anything. I know it does. Now, close your eyes and get some rest. I'll be watching over you. I promise.